Winter 2017, community group number 2, the future vision of resurrection. Today we're going to talk about the vision of Church of the Resurrection by asking the question, what do we believe God is calling us to be over the next 10 years by 2027? The mission of the church was established in the early days to know Christ and make him known. The values, the DNA, were also established in the early days, although they've gone through a refining process to bring clarity. The gospel, dynamic worship, intergenerational ministry, pastoral care, sharing the gospel, kingdom partnership and mission throughout our city, the nation, and the world, and growth. Those were developed early on, reestablished and clarified in 2009, and reestablished and clarified again here in 2017. Our mission and values won't change. That's our DNA, who we are, regardless of where we worship, what our size is. But visions do change. God gives visions for seasons about what he's doing and where he's leading his people. Proverbs 29:18 says, without a vision, the people perish. Where are we going? Why are we doing this? What's God up to? Throughout Scripture, we see God giving visions. He brought Abraham out and said, look up into the stars. Take a look. As many of the stars in the sky, as the number of people that I will bring as your descendants to rebuild the people of God. God gave Moses a vision for bringing the people into the promised land. In Ezekiel, he gave a vision of a temple, of how worship will be in the new kingdom. Jesus gave vision to his disciples as he asked them to turn the world upside down by making disciples of all nations. Visions help create goals and priorities so that we can accomplish God's purposes. Visions change. They're held loosely, but they give us an idea of, God, what are you doing and how can we join you in it and where are we going? Let me give you an example by looking at the historical context of resurrection. You'll see we've given you a handout. In 2005, 2006, there was a vision just to start a church, an Anglican church. But by 2009, the vestry came together in a retreat led by Tom Herrick to get clarity. Where are we going? What are we doing? And they set some goals. They had a vision for being a church of 200 people on a Sunday. They had a vision of a youth ministry and a dynamic music ministry. And little did they know that about 2 months after that vestry retreat, God would give them a property. And so they had a vision of developing that property. And of course, they had a vision for hiring a rector at that time. And while they had some good first choices, unfortunately, they got me to come lead them. And it's been an exciting journey ever since. Well, by 2016, that vision has basically been fulfilled, actually even exceeded in some cases. And so over the past number of years, we've looked at our property, we've started to put together a vision of where do we think we're going, and that's reflected in our master plan. So this has been a process. We'll talk more about that during the next community group. But recently, at a staff investor retreat in the first weekend of 2017, we got clarity. This is what we believe God is calling us to be in the next 10 years. Call it a vision for 2027. You'll see it on your sheet there. We see God providing more full and part-time staff. Over the next 10 years, raising our Sunday attendance to about 650 people, having a budget of about $1.6 million. You can go down the list there in terms of some of the ways we feel like God will be leading us. I love the fact that that commitment to give 10% of our income away, that we could be giving $160,000 away to promote God's work in our city, in our country, in the world. We also have a vision of fulfilling and completing our master plan over the next 10 years. And we pray debt-free. It's an exciting vision. It's a vision to be a church that helps people come and connect with Christ and then go out and serve the needs of the community. It's a vision that allows us to take that vision to church plant that's been embedded in our DNA since the beginning and actually make it a reality. We see this as a church that's constantly growing here on Greenspring Avenue, but as we hive off leaders and people to plant churches throughout our city, that'll create space for new people to come and be trained and come to know Christ and know how to make Him known. You'll see some of the values and structures that will need to be taken place on your sheet there, and some of the ways that we think this vision will be accomplished. Now, what will it take? How did we get here to 2017 from 2005? How will we get to this vision for 2027? Well, first, it's prayer. Lord, we hold it loosely. This is your church. You're leading it. You're the captain. You make the calls. We want to pray and stay close. This has always been a praying church, and we want to be praying. Lord, what do you want for our church? You set the timing. You set our growth. If we grow too fast, it could get really uncomfortable. If we stay stagnant, we could turn and go the other way. Would you lead us? It means being faithful to our mission. We're about knowing Christ and making Him known and not allowing anything to get in the way of that priority. It's about staying close to our values, making sure that what we're doing reflects who we are in our seven values. It will mean creating new structures for the way we live and serve and move and have our being as a church, so to speak. How do we create community with more people? How do we connect people? How do we raise up new leaders? How does the role of the pastor, the rector, change? How does the role of the vestry change, of the staff, of the congregation? It'll also mean inviting people in the church to be a part of it. Inviting them to ask the question, what's my role? How am I going to be a part of what God's doing in the future? How am I going to move maybe from just absorbing information to actually initiating ministries and relationships and work based on my spiritual gifts and my time commitments and my season of life? We know that visions are fulfilled by God. We know that our job, according to Paul, is to water and plant, to pray and preach, but it's God who gives the growth. And so while we believe this is a vision, a God-given vision that He's given to our church, we trust the Lord. But we hold it out to you as well, so that you might know why we're hiring the people we're hiring. Why are we starting the services we're starting? Why are we developing programs and having Res 101 classes? And why are we doing youth ministries and developing children's programs? It's because we believe God's given us a vision for 2027, and we're excited about it. In a minute, you'll be talking about this vision. And while I'm sure there'll be good discussion over the vision, there's really two aspects of the discussion we want to encourage. First, what do you think? What do you think of this vision that God's giving us? But two, what is your role? What can you be doing to join God in what He's doing and growing this church as a church that continues to know Christ and make Him known? Enjoy the discussion. We look forward to the feedback. And next community group, we'll talk about the master plan and how it will help us, we believe, fulfill the mission, the values, and the vision that God has given us moving forward.